My guest at this time is Jed Babin. He's a former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of the first President Bush. He is also the author of a brand new piece for the American Spectator that you can find at spectator.org. And in it, he explains why he's very concerned about legislation sponsored by New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to curb sexual assaults in the military. Essentially, Senator Gillibrand's solution is to remove the right of prosecution from the military to independent civilian prosecutors for not just sexual assaults, but other serious crimes and allegations as well. And Jed, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you.
You believe both, first of all, that this is a problem of the military's own creation and political liberals' own creation. You also don't believe her solution, proposed solution, will solve the problem. Let's start there. With the number of sexual assaults, why shouldn't the commanders be on the hook here?
Well, the commanders are on the hook. That's the whole point. The commanders are on the hook, and they're responsible for what goes on underneath them. People follow their orders, and apparently when things get out of hand, and certainly no one is happy with the issue of sexual assault, you know, those are things that commanders take very seriously, and they punish those things through the military justice system. And what Gillibrand's trying to do here is take the military justice out of that business and basically say, well, we're going to have a separate class of protected people, the victims of sexual assault, and we're going to give them civilian lawyers and a whole separate civilian process. It's bad for the military. It's bad for order and discipline. The commanders understand what's going on. They understand what, you know, the context of these offenses are. They can hear things and see things and learn things that they'll never be able to do in the civilian world. So this is a very bad idea. It upsets basically the entire, well, United States Uniform Code of Military Justice and overturns, well, roughly 60 years of UCMJ proceedings.
The assumption, clearly, in Gillibrand's legislation is that she doesn't think this can be adequately handled in the military justice system because the numbers keep going up. But as you point out in the article here, that assumption is grossly mistaken. Explain why.
Well, I mean, the point of the matter is there are ways to handle these things, and they are being handled successfully. You know, I look around at my former JAG pals, and I talk to a lot of them. You know, I was in the Air Force JAG myself, and I know a lot of people who are Army and Navy JAGs, and these people all tell me to a person that these cases, whatever sexual assault case occurs, is handled in accordance with the evidence, and there is no bias. What Gillibrand is saying is because of bias in the system, because they can't trust, she says, the chain of command, that what she's going to do is not only take sexual assaults out of the military chain of command, she's going to take every criminal act done under the UCMJ, which has the possible punishment of more than a year in prison, and take the entire system away from the military. It's just flat wrong. It's the wrong thing to do. All the Joint Chiefs are opposed to this. I mean, even, heck, Carl Levin, who is not exactly a conservative, he's opposed to this.
Let's get to what is the reality here. Why are these numbers rising, do you think, and what is the right solution?
Well, the right solution is to leave the military justice system where it is within the chain of command. The numbers are rising, quite frankly, because an awful lot of women are now serving with men in close conditions. You know, you now have women serving on submarines, which has never been true up until about 2 years ago. And you have a situation where people are under stress, they're working in very close conditions, and things are going to happen. You know, the biggest problem is not the offensive nature of sexual assaults. The biggest problem is consensual sex. And I just got off the phone an hour ago with a friend of mine who used to be the skipper of a nuclear aircraft carrier, and that was his problem. You know, the sexual assault cases do not deserve special treatment because there's no evidence to support that they cannot be handled properly in accordance with the evidence under the current system.
Jed, Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness, in looking at the most recent numbers, actually suggested that when you do the math, there's actually, in terms of the assaults, more same-gender assaults than opposite-gender assaults, at least more men reporting them than women. Are you aware of that as well?
I'm aware of that, but I think it's irrelevant. I mean, a crime is a crime is a crime, Greg. The point is the military justice system is designed not only to protect the accuser, but to protect the accused. And you have to have a system in place which guarantees fairness. And I will tell you right now, the military justice system does a better job than the civilian system does all across the country. So to do what Gillibrand wants to do is just the opposite of what we ought to be doing.
This obviously, given all the attention on Obamacare and so many other issues, is not getting getting a lot of media attention on this. So what message do you want to send to lawmakers in the Senate as this bill gets going, and also in the House when they consider any legislation over there?
Well, I don't think the House is going to consider this. They'll probably have to take it up if it passes the Senate as part of the National Defense Authorization Bill. But the message that I have to these people, all the people in the Senate, are that you're on the wrong track here with this amendment. This Gillibrand proposal will not solve any of the problems. I mean, she thinks, she has said, and quite frankly, she has said very bluntly, that she believes her legislation is going to prevent any possibility of sexual assaults in the future. That's nonsense. We have crimes committed. Crimes have to be punished. They're best left to the commanders and to the military legal justice system, which handles them with all due dispatch, fairness, and without any bias at all.
And as you mentioned in the piece, surprisingly, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is among those, at least for now, in favor of this legislation. Is this, for the most part, breaking down along party lines, or is it kind of a crossover effect?
It's cross purposes. I mean, you have people like Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, joining with Kelly Ayotte, a Republican, in opposing this. You have Carl Levin, probably one of the most liberal men in the Senate, opposing this. So you have bipartisan opposition to this. But quite frankly, as we learned with the nuclear option being invoked today, bipartisanship doesn't mean anything in the Senate these days.
Well, we'll certainly keep watching, and we thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. Thank you, Jed.
My pleasure.
Jed Babin is a former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of President George H.W. Bush. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.